Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Miguel Delone. Batting second. The right fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Joe Charbonneau. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dan Spillner. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Delone reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Delone moves to third. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Delone scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peters. Charbonneau reaches second base with a double. Hargrove goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey takes first base on ball four. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove fields the ball and throws to Spillner covering. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Peters goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Indians. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball four. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Delone moves to second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Delone scores. Horta moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. Hasse drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Parrish out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hasse is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kemp strikes out. There goes Trammell. The throw from Hasse to Verizer, and Trammell is out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Parrish and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-2 in the game. Hara hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hassey. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hassey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a line drive towards left. Delone catches it and throws to Broemer who relays to Hargrove to double up Trammell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-2 in the game. Broemer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Brouwer moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brouwer moves to third. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brouwer scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Delone hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hebner strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Spilner covering, for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 2 in the game. Summers strikes out. Hassie drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Summers out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 3 in the game. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Charbonneau moves to second. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassie is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hassie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charbonneau moves to third. Hara moves to second. Alan Bannister pinch hits for Jack Brouwer. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Manning hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski now playing second base. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of DeLone. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Whitaker scores. Peters moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Sid Monge now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a line drive into right field. Orta picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Orta. Peters scores. Trammell scores. Kemp moves to third. Hebner moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens is walked intentionally. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-3 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove fields the ball and throws to Monge covering. Safe. Kemp scores. Hebner moves to third. Cowens moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Victor Cruz now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hebner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Underwood now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Orta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hargrove takes first base on ball four. Orta moves to second. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Charbonneau hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards second. Dibzinski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dibzinski. Peters moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Peters scores. It's 8-4, Tigers. Don Collins now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hebner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Kemp moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trammell scores. Kemp moves to third. Hebner moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-4, Tigers. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Champ Summers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is walked intentionally. Mike Stanton now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Herrott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Herrott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herrott. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Herrott steals second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hassey strikes out. One out. Del Alston pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Manning strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.